Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is LNP 215, How to Understand Work-Life Balance. It is challenging to balance your legal nurse consulting business or job and your family. However, achieving stability encourages you to develop valuable skills. If you know how to balance work and family life, you can easily create stronger family relationships while improving your business operations. This is Pat Iyer with Iyer's Insights, one of the twice weekly shows of Legal Nurse Podcast. Attorneys can be hit with crises, unexpected deadlines, and the demands of a very busy schedule. That stress spills over to legal nurse consultants they rely on. And that can impinge on your time off, making you work long hours, on weekends, and even on vacation. To balance your work and family means that you have to give an equal amount of attention to both areas. Creating this balance does not often come naturally to driven people like legal nurse consultants, and it requires discipline and organization. When it comes to work and family concerns, not all LNCs know how to balance them. In fact, some of them sacrifice family events to attend business meetings. This is a step-by-step on how to balance work and family life. I can't say I've always been the best at balancing the demands of a business and family. I've had to learn the hard way that working in a home-based business meant needing to set limits on my work hours. I recall telling my six-year-old son very self-righteously that I was working. How does a six-year-old understand a mom working at home? I hired my first employee because he felt pushed to the side and a pest when he asked me questions during work time. There was less stress in our house after that. Balancing work and family life promotes mental and physical health. It also enhances your ability to be organized. To give you some hints, here are some different steps on how to balance your work and family life. First, be realistic. The most essential way to balance your work and family life is to realize that you're just a human. It means you don't have the ability to do everything at once. Unrealistic expectations lead to disappointment. Say, for instance, if you're not able to attend the school activities of your daughter, you don't have to feel guilty. Instead, make a realistic goal of how to adjust your schedule. Second step is to make an ideal schedule. The easiest way to track your work and family activity is to make your own schedule. Write down all the things that you need to do. Use a calendar to keep track of commitments and special events. Step three is to prioritize your family. Whether you're too busy or not, you have to prioritize them. However, it doesn't seem that you will have to spend most of your time with them. In fact, you won't. It's all too easy to work all day and all evening when you are responding to the demands of your LNC profession. I know. Your family needs your attention. Step four is learn when to say no. If you have a busy schedule, you should not allow other people to distract you. You have to follow your schedule. You also need to say no to going to work events if it means giving up too much time away from your family. It means saying no to consistent requests that force you to give up your weekend time. Don't get me wrong, you may occasionally need to do a rush job for an attorney, but it is essential to set limits. One of my colleagues had a client who demanded to know if she could have her deposition taken when she was on a cruise ship on a trip to Vietnam. The answer was no. First, she was on vacation. She didn't have any case materials with her. Secondly, how were they going to get the attorneys and a court reporter on a ship in the middle of the Pacific Ocean? Think about it. Step 5 is leave your work at the office and focus on your family when you're home. As much as possible, set an end time for your workday, particularly if you have a home-based business. If you don't, you will never spend quality time with your family. No one is there to tell you to go home when you're in a home-based business. Follow these steps to easily balance your work and your family life. Keep focused on your priorities in life. This is Pat Iyer. Before we continue with the show discussion, I want to share another source of great information about managing stress. I need to ask you a few questions. Do you think of yourself as a strong, capable person? Do you think you're above average in your ability to handle a crisis? Do you think you can keep working through tension and stress? One day, Ayla Akkad, who is a nurse with a master's degree, found herself curled up on her sofa with a blanket over her head, trying to escape her crisis. Has this ever happened to you too? Ayla learned how to reduce her tension, lose weight, make better choices, and love herself with the techniques she will share in this program called Instant Stress Busters. In this program, you will discover how to instantly reduce your anxiety and think more clearly when tension arises. You can get the audio recording of this training and the transcript at this link, http://lnc.tips/stress, and start today in using new techniques to reduce anxiety and tension. That link again is http://lnc.tips/stress. And the program is Instant Stress Busters. Now let's get back to the show. The next point I want to make is to make sure that you take time for yourself. So far, I've talked about giving your LNC work and your family equal attention, but there's one more component, which is you. Why do you need to take time for yourself? Here's what it does for you. You have self-reflection opportunities. Some introspection often leads to creative solutions to problems you're facing. I got one of my best marketing ideas one day when I was taking a walk. That freed me up so that I was able to tackle that challenge. Self-reflection enables you to get some distance from an issue or a problem, whether in your LNC caseload or your personal life. Next, unplug from society. Everyday people are surrounded by media. Likely you are never far away from your computer or from your telephone. If you are connected to news sites, you are bombarded with negativity. Getting unplugged allows you to avoid the constant deluge of bad news. It brings peace into your world. I've had a habit for years to avoid news. Even if you're busy with your work and your family life, you also need to take time for yourself. If not, you will burn out. Too much work will cause you to feel pressured, worried, and stressed. I know LNCs who are constantly worried about meeting deadlines, the quality of their reports, or the services they provide, or how well their subcontractors are performing. I know how easy it is to get caught up in that level of stress. And I've just mentioned a program that gives you tips on how you can control your stress. By taking time for yourself, you'll get relaxation that you need to recharge. That's the reason why you have to divide yourself up and look at your time for work, family, and for yourself. Giving yourself some pleasurable time plays a vital role for your success. Some people enjoy a warm bath, others prefer a walk in the park. This summer, I've been taking a break for 2 hours in the afternoon when the sun is shining and my deck and swimming pool call to me. I feel much more relaxed on the days that I can sit in the sun with a good book and swim to cool off. Pick an activity that you enjoy and that respects your needs. I've got some tips on how to take time for yourself. You don't need to follow complicated steps. First, you need to look at your calendar, then determine the best time for yourself. Before deciding, make sure you've reached a reasonable stopping point in the cases that you're working on. After knowing your schedule, block off time for a little rest and relaxation. I remember when my older son was attending graduate school, he made a commitment to take off every Sunday. It enabled him to relax and to be prepared for the week ahead. Once you have your time set aside, pick an activity that nourishes you. Perhaps it's going to a play, dinner, a park, or a beach. Maybe you'd enjoy lunch with a friend, or a concert, or a drive in the country, or a hike. For me, it would be kayaking in Florida, or sitting on the deep white sandy beaches and jumping waves in the ocean. To relieve your stress at work, you have to nourish your mind and your soul. You can do this through meditation or listening to relaxing or slow music. You can also breathe the fresh air, enjoy the sunshine, or walk quietly in the woods. Though it's hard to do, you need to leave your problems behind for a little while. Make a date with yourself to plan your time off. If you don't build it into your calendar, it won't happen, and you'll end up feeling frustrated and tired. Be good to yourself. You deserve it. Be sure to take advantage of our low price for instant stress busters. For $9.97, you can get techniques to reduce your stress and increase your happiness. Use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount on the product. This is the link again, http://lnc.tips/stress to get your audio and transcript today. And be sure to request our podcast transcripts. Did you know that we get every podcast transcribed? You can get these for free by going to this link, http://lnc.tips/transcripts. Why would you want them? You can read faster than you can listen. You can quickly locate material in a transcript that you want to refer to again or review. Perhaps you were distracted when you listened to the show and you missed part of it. You'll receive a link to our archive page of past shows, and then once a month, you'll get a listing of the shows for the previous month. Request access at http://lnc.tips/transcripts. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back next week with some more of Iyer's insights. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on LegalNurseBusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at LegalNurseBusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month Clubs, my membership site, lnceu.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lnceu.com. And my last website, thelncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.